Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing with our class. We're starting a new parasha. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shleima of all the Cholim, Bichlanam, Chemdam, Rechol, Adam, John, and Rechol, 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 and ולהבדיל נשמע דוד בן אליהו, בנימין בן יצחק, ליה דנה בת אפרים, שמונה משולם מן עמק הבדן, בועז בן אברהם, דינה בת אהרון, תמר ברכה בת אברהם. Okay. And also today's class is for the Mazal Tov of Mike and Naomi, a Mazal Tov on their engagement, Mike Levy and Naomi and Nayati, and Mazal Hashem, they should build a bayit ne'eman b'Yisrael. Only received nachah, Mazal Hashem, should have a happy life together, Mazal Hashem. This class should be for their zechut. And today we are starting a new parasha, Parashat Matot Mas'eh. It's a double parasha. Whoever doesn't know, we started giving Musar 10 minutes from the parasha. So we take a little part every day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, right during breakfast, so you can eat comfortably. And we learn some Torah, and we also get some practical motivation, inspiration that we can take to our daily lives. In this week's parasha, in the beginning of the first parasha, Matot, it talks about the vows and oaths, if a person takes a vow and an oath, and how they have to fulfill them. And again, I don't want to go too much into the detail of the detailed psukim, the verses in the parasha, but I just want to discuss one pasuk that I think is so important, and it's something that is extremely practical. It says, Ish ki idor neder la Adonai, if a person takes a vow or an oath to God, Ho yishava shavua le'esor yisara anosho, lo yachid evroke kol yaratum yipiv ya'aseh. The last four words of this verse are something that is so important. It's a general rule that is so important that a person really has to continuously think about in everything that he does. And those words are, Kekol hayotze mipiv ya'aseh. If someone takes a vow, everything that came out of his mouth, ya'aseh. That's what he should do, that's what he should fulfill. There should not be something, and not only in a vow, but anytime something ever comes out of your mouth, a person should be striving always in his life to always fulfill it. You know, I get many questions. A lot of times people call me in the middle of the day with business questions, with relations questions, different types of questions I get asked. And many times the answer is this you being honest or not? And a person just has to ask themselves, is this honest or not? Is this a person bringing, you brought this out of your mouth. Someone asked me recently, they're in a partnership with someone, and whatever, they could take advantage of the person, and they'll get the better end of the stick. Or they could be honest and play it right, play it justice, and both of them will take it even. So he called me and asked me, he said, listen, can I take advantage of the person, so on and so forth. And again, it was a very valid question. I'm not disagreeing, the way the question was asked is very valid. But I explained to the person, I said, Kekol hayotze mipiv ya'aseh. Every word that comes out of your mouth, you made a partnership with someone, you have a deal with someone, you split something even, don't cheat. Regardless if the person is Jewish, not Jewish, smart, stupid, doesn't matter. Man, woman, old, young, it doesn't make a difference who the person is. You gave someone your word, you have to fulfill that word. And it's something that is so important, because I feel like in today's generation, many times, a person gives their word for something, and very easily they don't treat it so importantly. They don't treat it as something that is chashuv, that's important to them. But really, the Torah tells us that every single thing that you speak, that comes out of your mouth, has importance. And so if you tell someone you're going to do something, be careful. Because if you tell them you're going to do something, now again, it may not be considered a vow, you're right. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that an honesty level, that a person should not keep every single thing that comes out of their mouth. And that should be the thing that a Jew who has Yirat Shamayim, fear of heaven, should be striving to do. You should strive to try to keep every single thing that you say and every single thing that you know, I see this all the time. People, they ask someone for a favor, and the person says, no problem, bili neder. You know bili neder? So there's two types of bli neder. Bli neder is like, there's one bli neder, someone genuinely wants to do it, but he doesn't want to make a neder, he doesn't want to make a promise or a swear. So okay, bli neder. There's another type of bli neder that's really, it's like, never, bli never, not bli neder, you know? It's not a real neder. He's like, I'm never going to do it, I'll say bli neder just to make sure that I'll never do it. You know, that's not supposed to be the mentality. Bli Neder was created for a person, yeah, just in case I'm not capable of fulfilling what you're asking me, I'll say Bli Neder. But I'm going to strive to do it because you asked me for a favor and I'm giving you my word. And this is something that's so fundamental and so important between relations, in business especially. Many times persons in business partnerships or in a business deal, and he can do something under the scenes that the other person will not know. He can take advantage, he can do anything. And really the other person will have no idea. But the Torah is teaching us that everything that comes out of your mouth, if you're in a partnership, whatever even deal you made, that's the way you should continue it. And that's the way you should fulfill it. And you should never try to deviate. And not only that, if a person tries to take advantage and a person tries to, you know, to deviate from what he said, Hashem will do the same thing to him. Hashem will do the exact same thing. So if you have a deal with someone, or you promise someone something, or you told someone you're going to do something for them, and you say, you know what, I'll do a white lie, I'll do something like that, Hashem is going to do the same thing back to you. Hashem will say, you know what, I was promising you this bracha, this blessing, I was going to give you something like this and something like that, but I'm going to do it to you in this way now. If you want Hashem to be straight with you with his bracha, be straight with Hashem as well. You said something, you gave your word to someone or to something in this world, don't take advantage of that. And I think even more than that, a lot of times a person is in a relationship with someone, right? And many times in a relationship, not only things you say, but there are things that are a given that you're obligated to your other person, to your spouse. There are things that you're obligated to give towards them. You're obligated to mefarnes otam, to take care of them, to make sure you bring them great care, you make them happy, right? The Torah says, "V'samachet ishto asher lakach." You're supposed to make your wife happy. The wife that you took, it's not like, oh, I get married, it's only the first week I make her happy. Afterwards, that's it. So I don't have to do anything. And people always come to me and ask questions. Oh, but this is something very important that my rabbi in yeshiva taught me. He said, many guys, as they become more observant, they think that kanisa is so important, it takes precedence over your wife. Chas v'shalom. Whoever said? Kanisa is another way to get close to Hashem. Hashem gave us our wives as another way to get close to Hashem. It's another way. Now some people do it different ways, but Hashem gave us an opportunity to get closer to Him, to bring more, you know, more children of Am Yisrael into the world that will go b'derech HaTorah, the way of Hashem. And He gave us that opportunity to bring them to get close to Hashem. Now if a person says, you know what, no, this is more important than that, we don't know Hashem's calculations, what exactly is more important than the other. But my rabbi Nishi would always tell me, he says, if you have the option of staying home and helping your wife, take care of the kids, or going to minyan, what should you do? What's precedent? Everyone will give you a different opinion. But what he told me, he says, your wife. Your wife is more important. Right? If your wife genuinely needs help and you show her that she's more important than everything else in the world, then you'll realize that she'll give back to you. If you don't give to her, she's not going to give back to you. Right? So not only the things that you said, but even the things that are a given that you're supposed to do, those are the things you should fulfill as well. And don't think that just because now I'm at this level or I'm at this time, and a lot of times there's halachot, and I'll finish with this, there's laws, what happens if a person comes late to Kanisa, and obviously ideally a person should come early to Kanisa, be there early and ready and stuff like that, but many times it's not so easy because you're helping. You're helping at home, or you have different obligations, you have to take care of your wife, take care of your kids, and it's understandable. It's okay. It makes sense. And when you give for your wife and you give for your children, Hashem will give back to you. Hashem will repay. And so when you keep what the Torah is telling us in this week's parasha, Kikol hayotze mipiv yaaseh, that everything that comes out of your mouth, everything that is supposed to come out of your mouth, or everything that is an obligatory upon you, you should fulfill and you should do, that's when Hashem will do the same back to you. And everything that He wanted to give you, He won't rethink it. He won't double think it. He'll open up His hands and give you the bracha that you truly deserve. Chazak baruch and have a great day.